We're continuing with our discussion with regard to the concept of locus godedun, which the Mishnah Berurah told us that when it comes to setting tachnun, a person has to be careful even on the side, which arm they lean on, if the custom of the community is like the opinion of the Ramah, which those who wear tefillin on their left arm, on the morning they'd be leaning on their right arm. The Gra holds we always lean on the left, so if you holding of that opinion would be in a community where everyone leans on the right arm, you would have to follow them or you would violate the prohibition of what this go to do. So because of that, we discussed that we could also possibly apply this principle to someone who davens Nusach Ashkenaz and attends a Sephardic minyan, and vice versa, especially on Monday and Thursday, in which, when it comes to the longer tachnun of Ahu Rachum, the people who follow Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz, they first say many paragraphs of tefillos, and then only afterwards do they actually recite the tachnun of falling on their arm. As opposed to the Svardim, they do the exact opposite. They start off by leaning on their arm, and then afterwards they continue with the various tefillos. The question is that if you're in a different shul, that you're the only one that follows this, apparently it's an issue of lotus go to a person, therefore should follow the minogamaka in the place where they are, not necessarily your custom. And that is where we're going to continue from, because we're going to see that that's not necessarily the case in halacha l'maisa. Ach harbe poskim. Many of the poskim hold, is manenu kosvim, that they write that nowadays it's a little bit different. Should be a menu, shiskapsu b'chol iri ir, shifti Yisrael, because instead of one particular city following a specific custom, we find that many different customs are found within each community. Vishino yhanuschos yodim, and it's also well known the differences in the customs of Ashkenaz and Sephardim. The Ein Makbidim Kolkach, and because people are so familiar with it, the fact that you would see someone do something against your minhag, it's not going to really strike you as such a surprise. But Prat, specifically, Babati Knesios Sheish Behem Minyanim Harbe. Echad Acher Sheni, you have a minyan, one after the other. Oh, Bukama Chadri Tfila, maybe there's many rooms at the same time simultaneously, there's minyanim going on. And therefore, many different customs, many things happen underneath the same roof. It's possible that the reason why this person follows this custom is because he really goes after, generally he davens somewhere else, and they must have a different minhag. And because of this, we're not as particular and concerned. And when it says in the Piskei Tshuvos that these were the poskim, specifically, this is referring to, among others, Rav Orbach Zatzal, that he says, unlike the words of the Chidah, that we don't have to be so concerned nowadays with the issue of lotus godedu, of having various minhagim. He says, after all, when it comes to b'minhagim nefilas apayim, when it comes to resetting of tachnum, she'eno din el minhag, that it's not considered so strong, rather a custom. Therefore, because of this, we do not have the concern of the different minhagim that everyone is doing in the same synagogue, in the same shul. And therefore, he says, "Ein nisharin ha'olam kemosha kosev v'shalos nchus v'shem chidah." He's not concerned of what the chidah said, which we saw last time. The chidah said that if you are a person who daven, who's a Sephardi, and you daven in an Ashkenazic shul, that the chidah holds that you should be careful when it comes to the Bahurachum, that you should not immediately say Tachnun, because everyone else is still standing. And therefore, you should really follow what they're doing and continue to stand, or maybe lean against the wall, as we said, which is also, which feel like you're really sitting. That's the chidah, which is a chumrah, tremendous stringency. According to what we're saying now, that there's certainly very strong opinions in poskim that are of the opinion that you can, in fact, do a little bit different than the rest of the shul, and it's not an issue whatsoever. Continuing the Piskei Tshuvos, he says, "V'chein yachol kol echad linhog k'minhago l'inyan nefilas apayim." A person can do whatever their custom is, no matter where they are, when it comes to tachlin. But then he continues with a disclaimer. He says, ah, yishtadel ad kama she'efsher she'eh b'sina. If a person can try to do so as discreetly as possible, that you're not really showing that you're going against the minhag of everyone in the shul. And therefore, by you doing something discreetly, no one's really going to even realize that you have a different minhag. And he says, certainly, when you're the one that's leading the show, you're the chazan, even though maybe you daven generally a different nusach and you have different minhagim, then certainly you have to follow to the T the minhag of that particular shul. We're only talking about a situation where you're a part of the kehillah, you're part of the congregation, and in that situation you're allowed to continue to do your custom, even if it goes against the minhag of the shul, but your person should be very careful to do it in a quiet and discreet manner. And he brings down, how is it possible to do it in a discreet manner? After all, everyone's staring at you. So he says like this. Kigon, for example, let's say, for example, Shoshavit Sad, you're sitting not in the middle where everyone's seeing you, you're in the side. And therefore, because it's not everyone's going to recognize what you're doing, not going to pay attention to you necessarily, even though you daven Nusach Svar, that you're going to say Tachnan and fall on your arm immediately while everyone's standing. Oh, interesting other example. He says, Muspal Nusach Svard, Vesach Nesach Shul Nusach Ashkenaz. Let's say you daven Svard, but you're in a shul where they daven Nusach Ashkenaz like here, and you happen to be on a Monday or on a Thursday. He says, Yochel Hamtin Zman Ma. Instead of immediately falling on your arm, wait for a few seconds. Wait 30 seconds or a minute. He says, V'lipol upon a miyad. V'yachar kach shiavol apayim. Because after all, after you wait, let's say 20, 30 seconds, what are people going to think? They'll say, Shkvar Omar Behu Rachum. Maybe this guy already said it. After all, Ki Yesh Mamahirin, Yesh Masunin. There's some people that say it really, really quick, record speed, and some people take a longer time. And therefore, V'yachar Shumin Hamamahirin. This is one of the people, one of the individuals that apparently when they daven really quickly. So if you want, you could do that as well. That's another option. This way it's possible that really you did say it, even though, of course, you know that you didn't. Or you can just sneak out of the shul for that moment. Negative Pesach, even be sitting by the entrance. V'sham yipol apanav, and there you can say tachnun. V'im hu mispal nusach ashkenaz, or in the reverse. Let's say you daven nusach ashkenaz, in which you wait. First you say v'hurachum. Well, in the shul, everyone is already sitting down, engaged in tachnun. Yotzel chutz, you should also leave. You could leave. V'shah shasib r'noich l'napayim. And that would be a good way of doing this. V'im ein lo achsheros lasos b'sin. Let's say it's impossible for you to do so discreetly. It's just something which you just can't do. Or possibly, he brings down, Kigon shu adam mechubad b'tamil chacham. You may be an honorable individual. Everyone's staring at you, and they're watching to see you. You're setting an example. Sirle, he holds that a person maybe would hold V'od ma poskim, even among the great poskim, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that a person should also she'en lo l'shanas m'minhag ha'makom. If people are going to be staring at you, and that you're not able to do it discreetly, perhaps maybe you should not change the custom at all. In conclusion, he says, the Piskei Teshuva says as follows. He says, V'chol zel inyan shinu ha'minhagim mefilas apayim. This is only regard to tachnun. Avol inyan amiris vidoy v'yid gimel midos, Lepnei Nefilas Apayim, in which different minhagim, they recite other tefilos, they say vidui every day. Im espalel b'minyan shenohagin l'omro, yomro. If you're in a shul in which it's the custom that they say it together with them. Also the vidui, the yud gimel midos, v'minag l'omro ha'mispal b'minyan shenohagin l'omro, yomro ha'vinu b'sina. However, in reverse, let's say that you do say it, and the custom of the shul is not to recite vidui. So you can do it, again, discreetly, d'hainu b'lachash, quietly, b'li haka al hachaza, without actually striking upon your chest. The yod gimel midos yamur v'nigun v'tamim, Kikar b'Torah, and when it comes to the recending of Gimel Midos, it should be done like you're actually reading Pesukim from the Torah. But again, the idea is to be able to make sure that even though you may necessarily have a different minhag than that of the shul, we have to try to be sensitive to the people around us to not deviate too much from the minhag hamakom.